Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Evil League of the Not Matt Bombs Three Slighted Nerds Network podcast, featuring the Internet's John Luttrell, Aaron Myers, Andrea Shockling, and Keith Silva.
Coming to you from across the continent of North America, this is a sometimes evil legion of the Not Matt Bombs. I'm Keith Silva. I occasionally write for comics websites for absolutely no money, and I have one 100th of the Twitter followers my co-hosts have. The red phone rang and we were alerted THN was celebrating their 200th episode like 6 months ago. Who cares? It's bullshit anyhow, because Matt has been there for, like, what, 75 shows? 100 with a push? First, there was the time he left the show to pursue a career as a rodeo clown, the time he spent as a Sherpa, and, of course, drumming gigs. Hey, Bomb, did you hear the one about the drummer who finished high school? Me neither! And now it's time to make the two-headed nerd pay for its crimes against comics.
And I am Andrea Shockling, at Andrea Shock on Twitter, newest member of the Legion of the Not Matt Bombs.
Evil Legion, Andrea! Evil! Oh, hey! Hooray for new members! Our power is exponential!
Ah, I get enough of this crap on my own show, but fine. The Evil Legion of the Not Matt Bombs. When I am not busy with my own podcast, Comics Therapy, you can find me working on my community theater play, which is titled Salad Tossing and Enabling, the Joe Patrick Story.
Some of you folks may know me better from Twitter as Burnt Wieners, but my given Antichrist name is John Littrell. Oh yeah, it's Littrell, not Littrell. What do you think of that, Matt Bum? Huh, Matt Bum? Well, we're gonna kick your bomb today, bum. In fact, your last name is now a dirty word that'll be censored on the show, Matt. See, isn't that fun?
Didn't Elise get it wrong in the show intro?
Yeah, well, I like her. There's no excuse for Joe and Matt. Before we bust into the rest of the show, we do have an urgent update about the two-headed nerd answer of the week, so Skyping in with breaking news is Andrea's co-host on the Comics Therapy, the one, the only, Aaron Myers.
Well, I would give out my Twitter handle, but I don't really want any more people following me that can get upset by my accurate and intelligent observations about their shortcomings as comic fans and professionals. Anyways, somewhat recently, Two-Headed Nerd have enacted several changes to the draconian rule set that they seem to enforce for their answer of the week for no good reason. First, it was insisting people not recite the question. Then it was removing 33% of the time allotted to callers to a scant 2 minutes. Then doing what can only be described as pulling a Dan Didio PR disaster move, Joe and Matt then decided they would pit the callers in a bloodthirsty competition where only the top 10 made it to the show. Hey, John, what do you make of this power trip that Joe obviously masterminded in an attempt to give him more free time to work on his daily Facebook haiku diary?
A few weeks back, they seemed shocked that the number of their callers dropped to 5. Kinda reminds me of Marvel's readership after all the cover gimmicks in the 90s. Plus, you can almost hear the big shoulder pads, pouches, and mullets in their voices as they play their odd couple roles as social justice warrior and gamer gator. Like a rough male porn star, they can flip, twist, and spin it however they like, and then request their partner spit in their mouth while smacking them with a nail-covered racket. Okay, that analogy got away from me.
Ugh, those guys sound like assholes.
Personally, I agree with the new rules. No one needs to hear the inane questions THN asks week after week to be repeated with every blessed call. If Mo and Jat want to improve the show, I've got an idea. It's called listening. Like, you know, listen to the many fine nerds who call in, instead of, I don't know, ignoring specific points and nuances because one of the other of those nerds is Googling Axel Alonso love pillow. Not a euphemism.
So Two-Headed Nerd has posted a few more demands on anybody wanting to contribute content to the answer of the week. Callers must now add Two-Headed Nerd as their MySpace friend, provide a 2-page resume and a cover letter with 3 references, and become a sustaining donor by clicking on that cute little pay-to-play PayPal icon. That's the big sad news for the week. If you'd like to discuss this story or anything else you think we've missed, why don't you head on over to the Two-Headed Nerd forums and spam it with the addresses of the podcasts that are better than the Two-Headed Nerds. Pretty much any address will do.
Wait, was that the news portion? Shouldn't we have done a kickoff and music bumper to cue the news like they do on their show? This isn't how you properly do parody!
Well, I'm not going to go back and edit anything in. I have illicit drugs to do, so I can also not casually drop onto the show that I really love doing drugs.
Oh, so this is parody of the fact that they leave stuff in the show that they say they're going to edit out or just forget to edit things out.
Sure. I think you're far more clever than I am.
Properly doing parody.
Properly doing parody is the name of my proto-ragtime filk Afro-Cuban punk sextet.
Properly doing parody is the name of the porn video Aaron caught John pleasuring himself to.
None of what he was doing looked like it could be pleasurable to anyone. I still have nightmares.
It inspired most of the visuals in the Babadook.
Not to change the convo away from my favorite subject, but can we take advantage of Keith's killer voice and have him intro the comic we're reviewing for this episode?
It's review time on the League of the Not Matt Bombs, and this week we decided to review the special preview issue of The Untold Tales of the Two-Headed Nerd! And if you want to get in on the fun, you can leave a comment about the comics we wish were published but never will be because reasons thread on the League of Not Matt Bombs forum. Speaking of which, here's the solicit. Bullet! The Untold Tale of the Two-Headed Nerd is Bullet! Unwritten. Bullet! Unpenciled. Bullet! Uninked. Bullet! Uncolored. Bullet! Unlettered. Bullet! Unpublished. And Bullet! Unprinted. And yet still, sadly, unoriginal. Also in the forums, I'm getting a little lightheaded here. Andrea, could you do me a favor and make up the solicit text since THN couldn't be bothered?
Pass. That's not my job.
Given the fact that this has never been released, is this Matt's way of telling us he thought long and hard about do we need it? And then came back with the answer of no? And then he cried? And then he made up some goddamn reason for his shirt to come off?
Oh, is it my turn? Sorry. I couldn't be bothered to read or do anything for this because Twitter would die without my constant updates.
Also, do they sell razors in the greater Omaha area? That's a quadruple leave it for whatever the hell comic we were talking about. Avengers something, probably.
Oh, wait. There is an update to the answer of the week via their Facebook page. Callers are now asked to submit to a terms and conditions sheet. And a quick scan indicates that all opinions, voices, and human souls now become the rightful property of the Two-Headed Nerd.
They just tweeted out that they will only be accepting calls on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., but it appears they are using coordinated universal time of plus minus 0000, which means it's the time zone used in Iceland, Ghana, and Senegal.
There's no way a Midwest education taught you anything, John. Look, we're missing the obvious thing here. We all know Joe's power comes from a distillation of nerd tears of joy from those old Superman movies and rage sweat whenever the words Man of Steel are mentioned in a non-John Byrne punching someone off the toilet context. All of which means calls into THN must be exactly 1 minute and 59 seconds long or they're disqualified from not only this week's show, but from all future THN shows. Also, Matt Bomb loves you, but not as much as Aspen Comics and drugs.
Luckily, because of my son's interest in insects, he let me know that Matt sent out a chemical communication pheromone to say all audio submissions must be sent in under 3 different formats, and you must include a written description of each format to make sure you understand the differences between each.
I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn.
I threw your stuff into a bag and pushed it down the stairs.
I crashed my car into the bridge, I don't care.
Now, it is time for us to horribly tarnish the image of THN more quickly than Joe can work how important the death of Supergirl and Crisis into any convo while we all roll our eyes because we knew he was gonna go there. Welcome to the always slower than promised Ludicrous Speed Mocking Round. Sponsored by Lord Steven, Master of Coin. Take it away, Steven.
Ludicrous Speed, go!
Avengers, Age of Variants, whatever! It doesn't matter! Buy it!
Is it just me, or is Joe getting more nasally than John?
Oh, excuse me. That is probably just Matt or Joe phoning it in.
Safe sex, no regrets pamphlet. At Coachella this year, when I wasn't performing, I was checking out some of the other acts, and this straight edge handed me this pamphlet, and I read through it. No illustrations, hardly any actual sex talk in it, no drug references whatsoever. You know, I respect the message. I don't agree with it. I was going to give it a leave it, but skim it?
Oh, comedian Jim Norton just said he had something to say about Joe.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Since neither of them collect or buy comics, shouldn't all the comics and review scores on THN be skim it?
That's not my Man of Steel. That's not my Star Wars. That's not my Suicide Squad. Those were never yours to begin with. Get over it.
Marvel, 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 Marvel. Bullet! Marvel, 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 Marvel. Marvel, 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 buy it!
I wonder how often Matt is accused of being a 12-year-old and a beard when trying to buy porn or cheap beer.
But I love Joe and Matt. I can't do this. Damn you, League of Not Matt Bonds and your heavy toll for membership.
I stopped submitting content for the website not out of laziness, but because Joe always edited out every curse word I... Oh. Was that the sound of Joe making sure he let DC know he's on board with them?
You know, it's really brave of Matt to spend all that time skimming the title of a book from a publisher that he doesn't like so that he can review it for the show by stating, I'm not sure what they were going for, but it just didn't work.
That's it for this smart takedown of our benevolent but tragically unhip and corporate catamites at THN on this second anniversary episode of the Legion of Not Matt Bombs. If you want to prove your love for the Legion, you could do so with cash. But none of those James Robinson bucks. I'm on to you, Joe.
Huge thanks to everyone who downloaded this and laughed along with a good-natured roast of Joe and Matt and possibly a few others along the way. But seriously, $100 to anyone who can get Matt to stop sending me Twitter direct messages asking if he can smell my hair.
Yeah,
he sends me those too.
So remember to tell your comics that you love them. Hey, we got an update on the answer of the week situation. Joe and Matt have decided to expand the show by another hour to give themselves multiple answers and go on and on about their choices and then go ahead and pat each other on the back.
This is the Evil League of the Not Matt Bombs, signing off.
I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn. I threw your car away and pushed it downstairs. I crashed my car into the bridge.
Oh, I don't care, I love it.
This has been episode 2 of the Legion of the Not Matt Bombs. With Keith Silva, played by Keith Silva. John Littrell, played by John Littrell. Aaron Myers, played by Bo Zeller.
Hey, that's me!
Andrea Shockling, played by Maggie Mercel.
I told you not to use my real name!
With special guests, Sean Wedding, Jared Savit, with Jared, Stephen Fito, Elise Wisdom. All animal noises performed by Carl Smith.
Oh, wait, there's an update to the answer of the week.
Just me, or Joe getting more nasally than John?
Aw, come on, guys. Always asking for girl listeners to call in. You don't have any girl listeners. And don't bring up Elise Wisdom. I've met her. She's too cool to be a girl. It's time for the answer of the week, where we invite you to call in with your answers. And now we invite you to cut down your answers because we're tired of listening. You're talking too long. And now we invite you to cut down the amount of callers because there's too damn many of you. So now we invite you to stop calling in at all. Man, that Woolly Toots guy, you have come back all the time to guest host, and he's screaming, Toots time all the time. That guy must be a total jerk. I'm telling you, what a weak choice for a co-host. I mean, wait a minute. That's me. Aw, shit.
The show will end only once we have had the fat lady. She's mentioned in Wally West 3 times. So I'll get through this, I promise.